How much did that mean for your team to be able to play that way against the third-ranked team in the state the way they did?
Yeah, you know, we had been talking about our start. It hadn't been great this season, but this start definitely was, and a lot of that was due to Tia. Like I said, she brought some energy. She hit some big shots for us. We need her to continue to do that. But the fact that they held Manhattan to 16 points in a half, that just says how good our defense can be when we want to play with that intensity.
The other part about that is Ashley Nelson and Kayla Maple were both sitting much of that first half with foul trouble. So involving other people to be able to get that two-point lead, what can you do to build upon that?
They got Ashley and Kaylin in foul trouble early. We had two of our bigs out. I thought Zena and Chidera did a great job. They got a lot of those loose 50-50 balls, or they sprinted down and got some steals from behind. You know, it was just that extra added energy that we needed. And I felt like they did a great job there.
Enthusiasm from your team to be able to do what they did and to be able to hold their own against a third-ranked team in the state, how can you build upon that?
You know, it's huge. I didn't know how they would respond after last night. You know, we definitely gave some away this week that we probably shouldn't have. And if we would have played the way we played first half, I have confidence that our record would be different. But it shows a lot about their character. They were ready to just get back on the court and we got some good minutes out of our bench. You know, a lot of girls stepped up and played valuable minutes for us tonight.